Time to talk some TV with our one and only Oracle. How are we doing this morning, my love?
Doing well, and you are the Oracle to the Oracle because you gave me this show to watch.
I did, actually. I stumbled across this show called Shining Vale. It's on Binge, and I got to say, I loved it. I immediately sent you a text saying, you've got to go and check this one out.
And I did, and I agree, and I don't know how it passed me by. Mainly, I think I thought the cast was not really for me. Sort of Courtney Cox is all right. But Greg Kinnear is great. But when I saw that it was made by Sharon Morgan, who starred in and wrote Catastrophe, one of the all-time great family shows, I gave it a go. But the idea of it is a sort of a skewering of a number of genres, one being the horror genre, family moves into the horror house.
Yes.
And then the other being, mental illness, I guess, or women, middle-aged women who have their own artistic pursuits but are also, I guess, emotional labour, housewives, looking after the kids. So it is hard to explain how that all fits together, but it uses the horror genre and the genre of mental illness, so the kind of untrustworthy narrator, to do a kind of fun drama, comedy, pastiche, I guess.
I would call it black comedy, the blackest of black comedy, actually, because there's some fairly gruesome deaths involved. But it's only 27 minutes an episode, so you can breeze through the whole thing. It has some very laugh-out-loud moments, mostly associated with Greg Kinnear. I think he's a scream in this.
I felt so too. And look, Mira Sorvino is a delight in everything. And
yes,
she plays the ghost who lived in the house that they move into and died in some way in the 50s that we find out later. My favourite bits of this show, aside from just the sort of the dark comedy and the sort of the humour of it all, is that the fights that Greg Kinnear and Courtney Cox has are so authentic. In the middle of having a very serious fight, they start snipping at each other's like grammar or the way they talk or what they call things, which is so exactly how a couple fights. You're always trying to fix each other in these weird micro ways.
Yeah, and then they bring the axes out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that. So, yeah, look, it's an easy one to watch, but it also makes you think at the same time. So it's a nice... it's a nice rainy afternoon show.
And the great news is they've just renewed it for a second season, so I'm really looking forward to that. Now, your second one that you want to talk about is the finale of Transparent.
Transparent, people might have known, was a hugely, amazingly breakthrough show.
Yeah.
It was about an American family where the dad came out as a trans woman, Jeffrey Campbell, and then the show got sort of canned because he got wrapped up in Me Too.
Yep.
And was sort of outed as a not a nice guy. But they had to wrap up the show, and what they did was put together a musical. So it's a movie musical starring, this is what we forgot to mention, Judith Light is in both shows. She steals every scene she's in as the sort of matriarch grandma who's a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
And she's got a number in Transparent, a Shirley MacLaine, off the charts, brilliant number. And, it's worth it just for that. I would just YouTube Judith Light doing the number about what it's like being, a housewife in tights and heels with a hot male support dance car.
I guess if you're wondering where the name Judith Light is ringing a bell for you, she was the mum in Who's the Boss back in the 1980s, which takes us a long way back.
Looking at her now, how amazing she is. But again, both shows have incredible cast.
Yes.
Transparent is a Duckless production. You will recognise these people. It is very specific, and some people don't want to deal with these issues of gay relationships or Transparent or divorce or kids that don't know what, where they're going with their lives. But if you can handle these, these themes, then Transparent, the show, and especially a musical movie-length finish, is super fun and really dark as well.
Somebody should put it on at the Manly Seagulls training next week, just for seven of their players anyway. Hey, Irina, thank you very much for that, and we will talk some more television next week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.
See you then.